off the second hour of the show. Got a lot to talk about today, a lot going on around the world. We keep digging into Arctic frost, and I'll bring you more details on that throughout today's show because, well, we caught Jack Smith, the so-called special prosecutor, going after Joe Biden's political opposition, literally anyone. I mean, the net was so wide that he was trying to get any type of charges, any type of intel on not only just politicians, but groups, close advisors to President Trump, and groups like America First Legal, which wasn't even in existence on January 6, 2021. But it doesn't matter. They don't care. These people don't give a damn. This is what they were doing. They don't care. I repeat, they don't care. There's no consequences. There was no consequences when the Biden regime went after and spied on J6ers. There was no consequences when Barack Obama went and spied on journalists, when he weaponized the IRS to go after the Tea Party. There was no consequences for any of this. So now we're in a moment where we are seeing that since the Obama years, that all of this has elevated. It has become a massive, massive issue now. I mean, Watergate was a freaking amateur scandal compared to this. That's what's going on right now. So more people are outraged, they're angry, they're fired up, they're going out there and they're giving you great sound bites. But what the heck is going to happen next? What's going to happen? You see, Jack Smith should obviously be disbarred, but he should be carted off in handcuffs. This is what happens, folks. The left will go after their political opposition and not care. They don't care. There's zero consequences. Zero. So we're going to dig into that a little bit. We're also going to talk about a report that is being denied by the FBI, but ultimately Tulsi Gabbard's advisor, Joe Kent, according to reports, is probing a foreign involvement in Charlie Kirk's assassination. Kent reviewed FBI files to check if Kirk's killer received foreign assistance, according to the New York Post again. The New York Times. And there's a lot of information on this. Plus, I'll give you the update as to what the FBI is specifically saying in regards to this. They are denying this report. But again, I've seen the FBI deny things under this FBI that I know to my sources are true. So just because they deny doesn't mean it's upfront, it's a lie. We'll dig into that too in the second hour of the show. We got a lot to go off on, a lot. Also, yesterday, I don't know if you saw the news, it kind of missed the headlines. The Fed just reduced rates again by a quarter point, I should say. That's big news. Big news, because we're finally seeing some momentum on that front. Now we're down a half a point so far in the last 2 months. Although, yes, it's very, very late in the game. It's a slight victory. Hunter Gaylor is going to be joining the program today to discuss just that. He is our money man when it comes to that. I always want to know what he's thinking. So we're excited to have him on the show later today. I also am going to speak with an attorney because I want to hear the breakdown as to where we go from all here. I mean, where do we go? Right. We now know all the crimes that were committed within the Biden regime. Where do we go from here? Obviously, people need to go to prison. And we need to do just that. But I also want to talk to an attorney, get some legal advice on the story we were talking about yesterday regarding Joe Biden's health, his mental decline. So many people knew about it. And they did a lot to cover it up. Can anyone go to prison for that? We know that his doctors could lose their licenses. And I think that's the key point to this. But they did such an incredible job at lying. I'm being sarcastic there. I should highlight that. Lying to the American people. If you were watching InfoWars, if you're watching my podcast, you know that we weren't lying to you for the last 4 years. We told you Joe Biden wasn't well. Those in the corporate media, they didn't care. They lied to you. And then they're pretending like they were lied to themselves. Don't shoot us. No, we were just going with whatever the White House was telling us. We couldn't use our own brains and look through our own eyes and tell you what was actually happening behind the scenes. That's a cheap fake you're seeing right there on your screen. No, just kidding. That's a elderly man who was just a warm body filling a seat in the White House while the deep state did whatever they wanted to do behind the scenes. We'll discuss in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us. President Trump, I think he's watching today's show because he just posted to Truth Social something very, very important in regards to Jack Smith's prosecution, whatever you want to call it these days. Here he is. He's talking about Jack Smith as a criminal and should be in jail, a major low life and a failure, an ugly person both inside and out. I beat him badly and love watching him squirm now. So we're talking about Joe Biden, I guess, there, as well as it's Arctic Frost. I'm pretty sure he's also talking about Jack Smith as well. So not surprising here, President Trump refusing to back down. Obviously, these people are going after him. I mean, who could blame the president? It's so infuriating, folks. These people thought they were going to get away with it. It truly is. We've got more that we're digging into, though. There was a lot that was dropped yesterday. 1,700 pages. And so I'm reading through it. I'm trying my very best to figure all of this out. Again, President Trump sounding off on this issue. We're thankful for just that. Folks, I'm having a slow brain day today. I got a lot of brain fog. So we figured, I know a lot of people were asking at home. Probably should read the instructions first for droppers. This is our new methylene red, and I wanted to make sure you guys saw this at home because I'm having a slow brain day today. So we're going to, that might have been a little bit more than four, but we're going to try this out. We're going to try this out and see if this clears up my brain fog. We've got about an hour and 50 minutes left of the show. So we'll see how this goes. I don't know how long it takes to kick in, and probably should mix it up a little bit, but cheers anyway. It tastes good. This is the strawberry, the sour strawberry flavor. It's going to help boost my cognitive powers, which I could really use these days. Cellular fuel and lasting energy. You see, it's not easy doing a show like this. This early in the morning. I actually wake up anywhere from 3 to 4 a.m. Depends upon the day. Today was a 3 a.m. day. And so I'm going to need this. And this is great to pair up, obviously, with your methylene blue as well. So we're telling everyone to head on over to the alexjonesstore.com. Grab yourself one of these. It's good. I can't even taste it, but it's probably because I haven't mixed it up yet. You'd probably use a stir. But I'll just chug and get to the bottom of this pretty quickly. I could use some water in my life these days anyway. Folks, head on over to the alexjonesstore.com right now and grab yourself some methylene red. We just launched this week, and we're excited, of course, that you are all joining us on this mission to help improve our cognitive abilities. None of us want to be the next Joe Biden, and this is how we prevent just that. So head on over to the alexjonesstore.com and grab yourself some. I strongly rely on this. It keeps me up and running. You know, before I come on air, I have to do the methylene capsules, blue capsules, because the actual drops itself in the water, I'm always afraid I'm going to stain out of my outfit like right before we go to air. And so before I'm running in my heels and just tossing them back and then running onto the set to do just that. So this is going to be good. Head on over to the store too and grab that too. All right, I want to talk about this FBI story a little bit because I think this is really fascinating. FBI Director Kash Patel, according to this report from the New York Times, blocked Tulsi Gabbard's advisor, Joe Kent, from probing the foreign involvement in Charlie Kirk's assassination. Kent reviewed the FBI files to check if Kirk's killer received foreign assistance. Now, according to the New York Times, this was very alarming for Cash Patel, considering this interference. Kent supporters say he was probably looking into leads to rule out foreign groups. When Patel discovered Kent's access via a low-ranking FBI official, apparently that triggered a White House meeting. That's what they're saying. Now, again, so far, the FBI is denying this report. But apparently there was a meeting into all of this with a lot of the key players. Now, it goes on to say this. It goes on to say that there was a meeting between Patel, Kentz, Gabbert, VP J.D. Vance, Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, senior DOJ officials. And ultimately, they had a meeting about all of this. Now, again, Kent was just looking to see if there's, according to this report, if there was any type of foreign element to Charlie Kirk's assassin. And Ben Williamson, who is one of the spokes individuals over at the FBI, he actually took to Truth Social yesterday, and I'll get that up for you guys. He took to Truth Social yesterday to deny this claim, deny the report that was shared in the Daily Mail, saying this is false. A comprehensive FBI investigation is still ongoing. And Director Patel and Deputy Bongino have instructed investigators to pursue every lead. That is according to Ben Williamson, who is the Assistant Director of Public Affairs at the FBI. So he's denying this. The FBI is denying this report. But I think it's interesting, right? Because obviously, you know, we keep hearing that they are going through every element of all of this, and they are looking to possibly circumvent everything that's coming their way. They want to make sure that obviously there's no foreign element. And that's what the FBI claims is going on. And I haven't heard yet from Kent. I will reach out to their team, see if they have anything that they'd like to add to the story. But I think this is really interesting. You see, we talk about this all the time, specifically the FBI and what's going on behind the scenes. And I don't know what to make of the report. Number one, it's the New York Times. That's a big one. Number two, I find it hard to believe that the FBI director, Cash Patel, would really be squashing something like that. Because keep in mind, folks, him and Charlie Kirk were friends. So this is personal. So although I've been critical of the response to what happened to Charlie, obviously, and the lack of just really anything regarding going after the left-wing groups, because they're claiming that this individual was a left-wing terrorist, a transgender activist. So we didn't see anyone's doors get ripped off the hinges like the old FBI would have done. So there's that. I want to turn to another story, because as many of you guys know, I feel like biometrics or government biometric systems, it's like my beat these days, okay? So anything that has to do with the government taking your biometrics and stashing away into a database, I am on the ball. I'm on the ball. I've read through government documents. I've sued TSA for documents related to it that they want to hand over through a FOIA request. When it comes to that, I'm all over the place. Take a look at this report. This comes from 404 Media. It's about, and I've read about this program when they announced it. ICE and CPB are actively using smartphone facial recognition technology in the field to ID and verify immigration status. Based on evidence reviewed by 404 Media, they allege that ICE is using mobile. It's like I've seen the app before. Let me just kind of tell you. It's meant to scan your faces. So it's a mobile app that's meant to scan your face. And it is connected to the DHS database, which under the Patriot Act, I probably should have started off with this, under the Patriot Act is required for foreigners who are not U.S. citizens. Now, when you go through customs, if you are an American citizen, you don't have to have your biometrics taken. But if you are a foreigner, due to the Patriot Act, you actually are required to have your biometrics taken. Now, that has created a database within DHS where they have foreigners biometrics information. We know that. This is something that's being utilized by the State Department, CBP, FBI, and states. Now, again, it is this database, this app now has over 200 million, specifically million, I want to keep highlighting that, images. So it has all this. So when these illegal aliens were coming in, they were being met, and whether they were saying that they were here to claim asylum and release into our country, their biometrics, their fingerprints, their face was supposed to be scanned. So all what's happening now is ICE agents are scanning their face to see if it's a match. Again, I stand against biometrics being taken on American citizens. And I'm very certain that it's actually happening on a global level. And I'll explain that to you too later today. But Benny Thompson apparently gave a statement about this, saying that ICE officials are using this biometric match app and have determined that the person's status, or they're using it to determine the person's status. An ICE officer may ignore evidence of American citizenship, including a birth certificate, if the app says that the person is an alien. Now, again, I haven't seen any evidence of this claim. ICE is using a mobile biometrics app in ways its developers at CBP never intended it to be used or tested. He's also calling this an unconstitutional attack. Yeah, buddy, welcome to the show. TSA has been lying to Americans, capturing their biometrics. This is going on for years. This isn't something that just started. Capturing their biometrics. They've had to sign up at the airport saying that they'll delete it after they capture it. But in fact, there is a limited amount that is shifted over to DHS, and then TSA deletes it from their system. Now, that limited amount, when I asked DHS specifically about that, they wouldn't give me a number. And sadly, TSA admitted it to me. Yeah, we're doing it. So that little note you see at the airport, we will delete. That's garbage. They're lying to you. Now, again, I'm okay with it being used for foreigners. I actually welcome that because, to be blunt, it's very hard to tell a lot of these people apart. Take that what you want. I don't care. I'll probably get clipped. But a lot of these individuals, it's very difficult to tell them apart. When they come through our borders, they're obviously very ruggedy looking, because a lot of them did have to go through the jungle, through a Panama, haven't showered in days. And then you take their photo. It's very hard to just tell if you had to just capture their image. And when you catch them out there, I mean, so I understand why biometrics are needed there. My angle on all of this is when we start taking and capturing the images of American citizens, which goes on because sadly, so many Americans don't understand their rights. They don't understand that when you go through the airports, when you go through Border Patrol, when you go through customs, you don't have to hand over your biometric images. You don't have to let them do it. Some people are like, oh, they told me that I had to. That's a lie. You don't have to. I'm telling you don't have to. The Patriot Act makes it very clear. They're also using this type of same service, this information over with other foreign countries as well. We talked about that on the show as well. They are exchanging information to go after those narco-terrorists to make sure they don't come into the United States. So there's a balance here that needs to be recognized. Now, I reached out, and I have to give kudos to DHS because many agencies don't get back to me when I ask for comment, or they get back to me super late, and it makes me makes it very difficult for me to tell you what their response is. But kudos to DHS, who got Customs and Border Patrol to respond to me early this morning when I sent over a request for comment. Put that up on X. I'm going to give you kind of a brief overview of all of this. But shout out to the CBP, because they were the ones who actually got back to me super quick. Their public affairs commissioner, Hilton Beckham, said this: the Trump administration is using every tool at its disposal to keep Americans safe. After President Trump created the most secure border in American history, DHS is following the law by developing and implementing a comprehensive biometric entry and exit system to match records of aliens entering and departing the United States. Now, again, it always sounds good when it first starts off, but again, you and I both know that they abuse these things all the time, or could be used rightfully under the Trump administration, but then abused under the next regime. Of course, manually reviewing passports had historically been used to carry out this responsibility, but facial comparison technology can do this, obviously, with great accuracy, like I just detailed for you. So it makes sense. This makes sense. This rule simply amends DHS's regulations to provide that DHS may require all aliens to be photographed when entering or exiting the United States. he's detailing for you there, the Patriot Act. Now, my question wasn't directly answered. Of course, I asked if DHS is, is the app. Sorry. This is what happens when I didn't take my methylene red early in this morning. I'm pretty much asking, though, the original question was, is DHS using this biometrics grab on Americans as well? Do they have they captured the biometrics of Americans? So not a direct answer, but that's probably my fault for not waking up before sending this request for comments, which was sent at 4 a.m. I've got to take this home with me and make sure I start this off early in the morning. But folks, again, your biometrics, it's your information. It should not be used by the government. I am an advocate for that. But I told you when I went to Budapest for work, I did travel over to cover an event in Budapest. When I came back into the U.S. and went through customs, I was the only person who said no to the biometrics grab. I didn't let them take my photo. I went over to the agent who was not very happy at all, was actually very angry with me and made me go through extra security measures just because he thought it was funny that I was smiling. And I said, no, I'm not going to do my biometrics. Here's my passport. And then he asked me questions. But the questions he asked me weren't asked to those who had their biometrics taken. And this is probably why I think there's a global, I mean, obviously, we know the globalists and the digital ID, everything is happening already. But they've never actually announced this. So what I am pretty sure is going on right now is this. After I refused to get my biometrics taken, the photo taken, they asked me what was my country that I was coming, what country did I come from? Isn't that something? Now, the others who had their biometrics taken, they didn't ask that question to them. Now, why? Probably because, well, we are sharing biometrics and all they do is take your photo and they know what country you came from. All of that information is very likely being shared. So again, I don't know what to tell people. Stop giving in and save yourself a couple of seconds. It didn't take me long. And although, you know, the guy who was a real jerk working customs that day sent me down to have my bag looked into for agriculturers, he said, oh, it's random. Like, sir, there's no food in my bag. It's random. You've been randomly selected. I'm always randomly selected. Probably because got a couple of lawsuits pending against TSA. It's one lawsuit with multiple elements to it, but you know, it doesn't really win you over any friends. It doesn't. And I love talking to these TSA customs agents. And they tell me, oh, you have to do this. And I go, no, I don't. No, I don't. There was one Fort Lauderdale TSA agent who said, no, you have to, it's required. I said, no, it's not required. I don't have to give you my biometrics. And I said, let me talk to a supervisor. Oh, just kidding. Because folks, surprise, surprise, a lot of government employees are actually very lazy. And so they don't want to do the hard work of having to take your ID, look at your face and see if it matches. So they'd rather let the computer system do it for them. It's just the laziness of all of this. So we'll keep digging into the digital element of your biometrics potentially being used in this system. We don't know 100%. Again, I asked, but I kind of didn't give him, I'll be fair. I didn't drink my coffee. I don't even drink coffee. I didn't drink my green tea this morning. And so that might've thrown me off on that one. Let's turn to another story. It's in regards to President Trump making a very big announcement just about an hour prior to meeting with a CCP leader. Nukes are back. And what I mean by that is President Trump has authorized now, he's telling the Department of War to begin testing nukes again. Now, this is something we haven't done since 1992. I won't even tell you where I was in 1992. But we'll say that it's been a very, very long time. President Trump says that he wants this to resume. And he said it right before sitting down with the Chinese leader. The United States has more nuclear weapons than any other country. This was accomplished, including a complete updated renovation of existing weapons during my first term in the White House, President Trump said yesterday on Truth Social. Again, so he wants to make sure that these weapons are being tested. Okay. That's a great way to step into the meeting with the CCP. Get him on edge a little bit. The timing is impeccable. China's nuclear buildup is a source of great concern in the Pentagon right now, according to this report. Though it is still far fewer nukes than the United States and Russia, they are also really concerned with what the CCP is working on. So there is that. A lot happening also in regards to immigration as well. We're going to dig into that in just a little bit. Folks, if you want to call and discuss any of the topics we currently have kind of discussed throughout the show, I only want to keep it to the topics. I know a lot of you like to call and you have other topics you want to discuss, but I want to talk about what we've already discussed. Give me a ring, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Let's hear from you. Again, we're going to do about 15 minutes worth of phone calls, and then we'll dive back into the stories, to the headlines. But I want to give you the opportunity to weigh in on these stories. So give us a call, 877-789-2539. That is 877-789-2539. Weigh in. And again, we only want to talk about the topics that are relevant. Don't try to call, try to ambush us. No. We got to talk about this. I want to get to as many calls as we can, so we'll do the speed round when we're taking calls. We got about 15 minutes worth of phone calls, so give me a ring. But we're continuing to cover, and I'll go into it a little bit into depth in regards to immigration, the legal battles that we're still fighting, of course, and these biased courts. And who's standing in the way? I bet you probably predict who I'm going to refer to in all of this. Individuals who are standing in the way of making sure that ICE can't do their jobs. Surprise, surprise. There's a lot more to dig into. We're excited for that. So give me a ring. I see the calls are blowing up, so we look forward to taking those calls. Also, if you haven't done so already, I am trying my very best to do just that. I need to clear my brain fog. And so we've just grabbed ourselves some methylene red. I'm excited about this. I just put a couple of drops in my water. We're drinking this. And you'll see the progression. I already feel a little better so far. But folks, we just launched this earlier this week, and it is the sour strawberry flavor. So you got to head on over to the shop right now and grab yourself some. It's great to pair with methylene blue as well. If you're someone who is looking to improve your cognitive abilities, we could all do that these days. Head on over to the store and grab yourself some. This isn't some weak, watered down multivitamin. This is something that's going to provide you clinical grade strength. So head on over to the alexjonesstore.com. You got to buy both of them together. We're doing our best to make sure you don't turn into Joe Biden. And the best way to do that, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. It's for a very limited time. We don't know how much longer these are going to last, while supplies last, of course. So grab yourself some of that. Folks, we also want to remind you to download the app as well. Head on over to thealexjonesapp.com, alexjonesapp.com. Download the app if you haven't done so already. I'm trying to make sure you guys can stay in touch with us. Whatever happens here over InfoWars, we are getting ready for the next operation because we will not stop this information war. So head on over, download the app as well. Give me a ring if you haven't done so already, 877-789-2539. We're taking about 15 minutes with the phone calls. Then we're going to dive back into stories. There's a lot going on the front of immigration. And I've got a lot of great sound bites for you as well that you may have missed out on yesterday. And actually, one of you at home forwarded me a story that was not on my radar until you sent it over. It's in regards to a jail which allegedly was employing illegal aliens. Possibly over 100 illegal aliens inside the jail. I'll give you the story behind all of that in just a little bit. Plus, Turning Point held an event yesterday and Erica Kirk spoke. And I know a lot of...
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We have a lot going on over here. A lot to dive into. We're taking your calls. So if you haven't done so already and you want to cover any of the news stories we talked about in the first portion of the show, give me a ring. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I want to hear from you. We'll be taking calls in about 10 minutes, I'd say. So give us a call. We want to hear from you. Okay, I want to talk about, we're going to go to clip 15, because a Biden spokesperson is now saying that he only, and this is also someone who's on his legal team, Ian Sams. He's claiming that he only met with Joe Biden 2 times, it looks like. Twice in 2 years, it looks like. Take a listen to this clip.
How often would you say that you interacted with the president in person?
I interacted with him pretty infrequently.
So weekly, monthly, what are we talking about?
Very infrequent. I think I met with the president a handful of times during my tenure in the White House.
I want to introduce Exhibit 2 as it's being passed around. It's a tweet from Alex Thompson at Axios summarizing, pulled a couple quotes of us, the interview you did it on MSNBC. And one of the quotes says, when I deal with him, he is sharp, him being President Biden. and he is asking tough questions. Do you recall this?
I got to say, that doesn't look anything like the president that I know. When I deal with him, he's sharp. He's asking tough questions. That's the President Biden that so many of us experience every single day.
So this statement, the basis for this statement was your interactions somewhere between one and five times.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that's a bit misleading?
I think it was pretty direct and honest, and said that when I do deal with him, he's, you know, sharp, and he was asking incisive questions during my meetings with him.
But you've dealt with him five times in 24 months. That's not exactly a large scope of knowledge on how he interacts with staff. You know, I think it's missing some context.
I don't.
Do you think that statement suggests that you deal with him more than you did?
I don't think so. I mean, I spoke about my own interactions with him.
That's the President Biden that we experience every day.
Okay. But to the best of your recollection, four meetings, two were in person.
The two that I described to you that I, at the very onset in the Oval, one was a Zoom where he was at Camp David, and I was a participant in the meeting. The phone call, I think there was another meeting, but I can't remember off the top of my head what it was. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm just trying to get an understanding. So the immunity decision was virtual with him at Camp David. There
yes.
was a phone call regarding Hunter Biden's testimony.
Yes.
An in-person meeting regarding Hunter Biden's testimony. And one other in-person meeting?
About special counsel Hur's testimony.
About special counsel. So two in-person meetings.
Sure. At least that, yes.
Okay.
Oh. So you lied to the American people when you're doing your cable news hits and tried to oversell us on saying the president was completely sharp, completely healthy, and completely functioning. Twice. That's when he met with him. Twice. These people are all scum. And you see him kind of getting a little nervous there. He's going to ask these questions because he knows he sold the American people garbage. But if you're watching InfoWars, this wasn't what we were telling you. We were telling you the truth. And those scumbags on cable news decided to give these people a platform to lie to the American people. But now they're telling you, oh, we got fooled too. We got fooled too. It's because everything's been exposed. I don't even know how they thought it was okay for them to pretend like he was okay. Let's turn to clip 16, because Whoopi Goldberg, I mean, she's gross, but there's other things that we talk about it. She is saying, like, why do you want to investigate Joe Biden? Why do you want to investigate who was actually running the White House at the time? She thinks we should all just stop. Take a listen.
It's kind of crazy. You know, I kind of agree with him. If you, instead of investigating a man who is no longer in office, I would like y'all to find out why the U.S. military is striking vessels without verifying who's in them.
Yeah.
I want the government shut down to figure out what's going on, because it's getting ready to be the longest one in history. Mm-hmm. SNAP benefits are about to run out. Soybean farmers in financial crisis. And of course, there is the unreleased Epstein file.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you mean what they did to President Trump? Now we don't need investigation. So they had no problem trying to wrangle in Trump, wrangle in all of his allies when he wasn't in the White House. And now you think Whoopi Goldberg really gives a damn about soybean farmers? No. No. No one doesn't care. I mean, they're so bad at this. They are so bad at this. And they think you're just as stupid as they are. We'll be pretending like she cares about any of these things. You think she gives a damn about food stamps? No, she doesn't care. These people are so unbearable. And now they want to talk about Epstein too, by the way. I mean, people like her have been sitting, Where are the Epstein files? Did you push for them for the last, I don't know, 4 years when Joe Biden was occupying the White House? Did you ask then? Because he didn't. Show us, did you? Can't show you because they never did. They never did. Folks, I just got the stirrer too for my methylene red. It's a little orange, but it's great. It tastes good, actually. This tastes good. This is going to wake me up. This is going to keep things going. Because there's a lot more we have to dig into. Okay, before I take another sip of this, because I always think that's gross when people take sips of something on TV. I want you to take a listen to clip 17 because Miranda Devine, a woman who I dearly, dearly love and respect, she's an incredible job. She just asked President Trump, or sorry, she just asked J.D. Vance if there's a potential for him to be President Vance in the upcoming years. Take a listen.
How do you feel about that? And have you talked to the Secretary Rubio about it?
I've joked with the secretary about it. So the president first raised this with me probably 6 months or so ago.
Right.
During just, you know, one of our private lunches that we try to get lunch every couple of weeks just to catch up on what's going on and talk about things. He mentioned it probably 6 months or so ago. And I mentioned to the secretary in jest, but it feels so premature because we're still so early. And what I always say to people is if we take care of business, the politics will take care of itself. And we're 9 months into this thing. We've done a lot of good. There's a lot more work to do because, I mean, look, the thing that I most worry about is that Biden left us a terrible affordability crisis. Mm. We've got to make life more affordable for American citizens. Again, we've chipped away at that problem, but there's a lot more work to do there. So my attitude is, the American people elected me to be vice president. I'm going to work as hard as I can to make the president successful over the next 3 years and 3 months. And if we get to a point where something else is in the offer, let's handle it then. But let's at least get through the next couple of years and do good work for the American people before we talk about politics.
The president doesn't mention who will be running for president and who vice president. Now, everyone assumes it would be you, but Marco Rubio is 13 years older. He's run for president before. Would there be any tension there?
First of all, no, there's not going to be any tension. Marco is my best friend in the administration. He and I work a lot together.
Right.
And we really do, I think, a lot of the good work that we've been able to do as an administration is because we're all able to work together. And again, this is why I say worrying too much about the politics actually, I think, makes you worse at the job that you have. I never want to wake up. And so far, I've never woken up and thought to myself, how do I make myself president of the United States? What I wake up and think to myself is, how do I do a good job as vice president? And I think Marco Rubio asks himself, how do I do a good job as secretary of state? And that should be the question that each of us keeps on asking ourselves.
I know that's the question so many at home are asking, whether or not those two are going to pair up to run. We'll see. We'll see. It doesn't sound like a total denial. And so far, they've done a good job. So we'll see how this all turns out. Folks, again, we're going to be taking your calls in just about 2 minutes. So give me a ring, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. If there's a story that we spoke about and you want to sound off on it, give me a ring. We're going to try to get to everyone as quick as we can. So we got to keep those calls tight. So folks, give me a ring. All right, before we could take the callers, I wanted to also play this clip 18 for you, because something happened yesterday in Florida, and it was quite the interesting announcement. Governor Ron DeSantis has abolished H-1B visas from being used at state universities. This is what he had announced yesterday. Take a listen.
I am directing today the Florida Board of Governors to pull the plug on the use of these H-1B visas in our universities. We can do it with our residents in Florida or with Americans. And if we can't do it, then, man, we need to really look deeply about what is going on with this situation.
That's something we could all get behind. There's no reason for universities to be using these in the first place. So good on Florida. They seem to lead the way on a lot of these critical issues, and we are all on board for just that. I want to go to clip 19 also, because this is a big one. And, you know, here over at Infowars, we are MAHA lovers. We appreciate MAHA movement. A lover sounds a little weird. We are fans of the MAHA movement. And RFK Jr. is doing an incredible job at HHS Secretary, just trying to crack down and lower prescription drug costs. Take a listen to the new ways he's going about just doing that.
Today, the FDA is taking bold, decisive action to break down these barriers and open the markets for real competition. The agency will release new draft guidance for companies developing biosimilars, guidance that reflects modern science and common sense. Under this new framework, companies may not always need to conduct large, expensive human trials when advanced testing can already prove that biosimilars work just as effectively and just as safely as the original drug. The FDA will also consolidate several outdated guidance documents into one streamlined rule book. We're cutting unnecessary red tape, reducing uncertainty, and making it easier for innovators to bring the safe, affordable biosimilars to the market. These changes will also help ensure that more biosimilars are considered interchangeable, allowing pharmacists to substitute them just like they do with traditional generic drugs. The result will be more competition, lower prices, and faster access to life-saving medicines.
We'd love to hear that, of course. It is greatly appreciated when they do just that. All right, let's dive into some phone calls right now because I see our lines blowing up. And I see Jess in Phoenix wants to talk Arctic Frost. So you're the first one up on that. Welcome to the show, Jess.
Awesome, Brianna. Good to be on the phone. Saw you wanted some calls, and I'm surprised I got in. So it's good to be on first time with you. I had an idea for getting something done for with the whole Arctic Frost situation. Seems like, you know, nothing ever gets done. It just gets mentioned and then brushed under the rug or just pushed aside and never anything done with it. With the recent InfoWars app and how successful it's been, I thought maybe through that app it'd be cool to maybe have like a poll of some sort where everybody could say, should something be done about this or whatever the case be, in order to get something done and have a large number of people that actually participate say, hey, we want something done. We need to see something happen. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I like that. I would actually suggest too some type of like polling exclusively for the app. I'll actually shoot it over to Bigley right after this because I think that's a great idea. I would love to see that. And I think that's a good one to get people interactive. I mean, we're crushing it at the App Store right now. I mean, absolutely crushing it. So we might as well take advantage of just that. So I'm aboard. Thanks for the idea, Jess. I'll give him a ring too and make sure that happens. So thank you for
appreciate
that. It. Yes, thank you. Paul in Florida. I hear you have a message for President Trump. What can we do for you?
Yes. Hi, Brianna. Thank you for taking the call. Good day to you. President Trump, if you're listening, please tune into Alex Jones. / InfoWars and Roger Stone. They direct you in the right direction. Thank you. Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Paul, from your lips to President Trump's ears, we're all on board for that. Thank you for giving us a ring, of course. I also want to turn to Corey in Missouri. Corey, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on? So, yeah, I just want to talk real quick about the technological aspect, like your TSA experience. Basically, we're dealing with technocrats and greedy people who understand technology very well, and they're running social engineering attacks on politicians and nations. So COVID, if you think, COVID, covert identification 19 AI. So you guys are having the guy on doing the scanning of the body. You guys are realizing they're emitting MAC addresses. People are. So that was the first wave of the technocratic attack, where they figured out how to build AI agents to work for them. Now, wave two is much more intense because there's many people who know how to run these engineering attacks on politicians. So my quick advice is, guys, get off-grid AI, open source AI, put it on an off-grid computer because they're on purpose making these AIs dumb now. You guys know it. You can see it. They're going downhill. So get some AI models from 400 days ago, open source, get it offline, and then have that reserved for yourself because they want full AI control over us and we can decentralize AI.
Yeah, Corey, it's interesting you bring that up too. When I was meeting with the FBI agents regarding death threats I was receiving, they actually had something called a dirty laptop, and it's like an off-the-grid laptop too. So I think they would take you up on that too. I mean, they're doing it themselves. They understand the element to all of that. So good advice. Corey, thank you for calling. We appreciate your input on that. I want to turn to Wild in Wisconsin because you want to talk about nuclear testing, it sounds like. So welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna. Yeah, the combined amount of nuclear bomb tests with all countries is like just over 2,000, U.S. being like 1,000 of them. And I think that's one of the main contributors to like the worldwide increase of cancer rates. The last test the U.S. did was 92 Operation Divider, and they did it in Nevada underground. And I still think that contaminates the groundwater in some areas and the soil, and some of the radiation waves get emitted. So I hope with these new tests, they do the outer space style, where we've done before. We've done like four between U.S. and Russia in outer space, because I don't think we need anything else contributing to the increase of cancer rates after the COVID vaccine and that whole saga. But I think they've already started doing the nuclear testing with these UAP UFOs. I think I'm convinced they're new nuclear missile, nuclear bomb delivery devices. And that's why we see them zooming around. And since 92, we have been continuing nuclear testing with the use of like supercomputers, because it was considered more efficient to use the computers, because obviously when you're testing the nuclear bombs, nuclear devices, you have sensors set up, and the sensors get wiped out a lot of the time. So they would do it on a computer simulation, and they'd get a lot better recordings and stuff. And it's very concerning to me that, you know, obviously nuclear proliferation, you know, because like after testing, you know, when you test and make all these weapons, they do have an expiration date. So it makes me concerned that then people might use them, you know, or there could be a nuclear false flag, a bomb detonates, a country's blamed like Iran, and then it's off to the races, you know, once those things get launched. So it's kind of like a concerning thing. I understand why Trump has to do it, though, because, you know, China, for example, their nuclear testing is absolutely insane. You can see videos on YouTube where they'll drop atomic bombs and then, like, send human soldiers into the explosion just to see how the fallout works. So it kind of has to be done in this sick, violent world we live in, you know, so he's kind of just playing the game, you know. I just hope we, instead of playing the game, we could change the game. So I just wanted to bring that up, that, you know, I think it would be nice for people to lobby to, like, hey, how about we do not detonate them in on U.S. soil, maybe find some far-off island, but even then it circulates in the atmosphere. They do it in the water, it circulates in the ocean. You know, I'm convinced, you know, that even, like, one small particle of those can be harmful for certain people. On another kind of side note, there are people who are immune to the radiation. There was that one nuclear scientist who would go around the U.S. and in front of a crowd eat weapons-grade uranium in front of the crowd, and he was perfectly okay and lived to an old age, but some people are very susceptible. And I just don't think it's a good idea to do nuclear testing in the U.S. I think that's a bad idea now. What do you think?
Yeah, Wild, I'd say you're right on the money when it comes to that, for sure. Absolutely. I agree with you on that. I'm sure he's going to do it the safest way possible. I'm sure that's definitely something that they're focused on as well. We'll see how it all develops, though. And you know, I'm getting access soon. Once the government reopens, I will be one of the independent journalists inside the Pentagon. So, you know, that's a question I will definitely be asking them when we do make our way in, because obviously... I understand the president's move to begin or to resume nuclear testing, but safety obviously is a top concern as well. So thank you for calling in today, Wild. We appreciate your input on that. I want to turn to Steve in Florida. Steve, it sounds like you want to talk about Arctic Frost. So welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Arctic Frost. This is a message to President Trump in Cash Patel, Government Gangsters book. He talked a good game in the private sector. But over and over again, from the crackhead's hard drive, the pay for play, the board of Burisma, nothing ever happens. You got the oversight committee. I call it show hearings. Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland going after American families when they expose that stuff that's reading to their children. And all we get is talk. Jack Smith, where are the FBI agents with the machine guns like they did to Roger Stone? But you have the facts on your side. Just like the Russia, a false narrative that the American, hundreds of millions of dollars wasted on a false narrative. They knew it was false because all they care about is their power. And all we get from the Republican leadership is talk. Johnson, Steve Scalise, Ted Cruz, oh, we're outraged. What are you doing about it? The Communist Party, they're throwing a 100-mile-an-hour fastball at your face, and you're up at the plate with a wiffle ball bat. Oh, this is terrible. This is terrible. What are you doing about it? Oh, this is terrible. You're tying orange jumpsuits. And also these FBI agents that went along with this stuff. President Trump, one of your main reasons people voted for you is to hold these people accountable. And if you do not, it will be one of failures.
Yeah.
One of the main failures. And the Comeys of the world, besides the Shells and the other stuff, working with Hildebeest. And when Mr. Comey said any white prosecutor would not prosecute Hildebeest, yeah, he forgot to mention his daughter, the prosecutor in New York.
Yeah.
That's how the game is played up in the swamp. They're protecting themselves, just like with the crackhead's hard drive. Cash Patel, release the hard drive today.
Yeah, Steve, well, I understand why you're fired up, and rightfully so. It has been completely infuriating to sit back and watch. And again, we're getting more and more and more proof. Senator Chuck Grassley is the only one doing something about it by putting out the information. And sadly, there's very few follow-up on those who are supposed to be the ones receiving the information and then leading the prosecutions against these individuals. So I'm on board with you
it's
on
all
that.
Talk.
Yeah,
it's all talk. You got another John Boehner type. Or, just John Thune. Pathetic.
Well, Steve, I'll tell you this.
Let
me get this in. I know Chuck Grassley's office is aggressively working to actually get these things prosecuted. They don't have any say in that. So they're doing all this digging themselves. They do want this to be followed through. So they're presenting, and that's the only thing that they can do on his end. So I'll give credit when credit's due. Whenever I've had to reach out, his office has been 100% responsive, and they are advocating for there to be a follow-up with criminal charges and all of this. So he can't file the charges himself. He can't arrest these people. All he could do is gather the information and then push it forward to Pam Bondi's office and other people's offices like the FBI to lead the investigation into that. So he's at least trying, but he's the only one who I see actual movement for. But you're right. You're right to talk about Ted Cruz, obviously, his fake outrage. They didn't have this outrage when it was other Americans being targeted. All of them sat pretty in their seats and just shut up about it. And when we're talking with these nine senators now who are victims, Tommy Tuberville, obviously, he's someone who we've had on the show. He's outspoken on the issue. But again, we don't see much follow through. So, Steve, I want to thank you for calling in. We're all out of time right now. So thank you for all who have called in. We appreciate doing just that. We're getting ready to kick off the third hour of the program, of course, in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We've got methylene red. It is now in stock. We just got this in. I took this and I'm starting to feel it. So this is something you're going to want to grab, folks. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Real quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now like my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, I need a lot of help too. And I brought online that's really good for your dog if you give them like a small little amount of food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experiences so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear, and we love to hear that. Honestly, I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop so people can get, you know, get healthier, not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I've fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important. And not to get hooked on those like high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.